This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And want to talk about an event coming up very soon in Winston. Walk on the Wild Side with Wine. Katie Starkle in from City of Winston staff. Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
So how did all this event, how did it all come together?
Well, we started seeing posts on Facebook. Everybody in the community was reaching out to this one organization, basically needing feral cats fixed because COVID did cause an issue with the animal population as well. The veterinarians weren't able to do anything other than emergency surgeries, so that took spay and neuter off the table. So the feral cat population just exploded. And a lot of people don't know that Saving Grace doesn't actually have a trap, neuter, and release program. So everyone is reaching out to this one organization that doesn't have any funding. They have a program, but no funding. So with all of the posts and then the shelters saying that they were full, we just decided we were going to try to put something together, and we started reaching out to the community. And everyone knows Douglas County is amazing with helping out when it's needed. And so this all came together in 4 weeks with funding, and we have a raffle with over $6,000 in prizes, and we're just super excited that it's all come together and it's happening.
In just a few weeks, so you've been putting a lot of time in this one.
Absolutely.
And talk about kind of what your role is with the city.
So I am actually the city's court clerk, but I'm totally a sucker for the fur babies. And I kind of approached the city about wanting to do a fundraiser for this. And they basically said, if I can get everything else done and I can find the funding for it and the people who want a partner to put it on, then we absolutely would be happy to do it and make, you know, try to help out the animals in our cities.
So when is this going to take place?
So it's happening June 25th from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. And it starts at Civic Wayside Park, but it's happening all over the city of Winston.
And so literally walking on the wild side around Winston.
Yep, you're going to be wandering around. You're going to be sipping your wine. We have a student art show. We have two painters, a potter, and then a photographer that will be displaying their art. And then the participants at the event will get a chance to vote on their favorite artist, and then that artist will receive the $500 scholarship to UCC.
So is the art kind of spread around the town too?
So Looking Glass Brewery is actually going to be hosting the art show, and then but we will have selfie stations. We have wine glass painting stations. There's actually going to be a finger painting station where you'll have a YouTube video that you get to follow along with. So there's different stations and different things to do scattered around the town.
And this is on a Saturday night, so easy for people to get out and participate in it. And you've got a lot of the wineries helping out too.
Yes, absolutely. Henry Estates, Freed Estates, and Elbeca Winery, and then Looking Glass Brewery wanted to be there to support as well. And then we also have a mead, Oren Moore Artisans Mead, is going to be there as well. So there's a little something for everybody.
And I understand Wildlife Safari is tied into this as well.
Yes. So we rented Backside Brewery's party bus. They did an amazing discount for us. So we're going to have a winery on the bus serving. So you'll be able to turn in your tasting vouchers there. And then Wildlife Safari is opening up the safari for us. So while you're on the bus, you'll be able to drink your wine and get a view of the safari as an adult instead of I have kids. So whenever I go through the safari, it's usually with a couple in the back seat, and they, you know, there's potty breaks and taking care of those ones instead of getting to really relax and enjoy what's really out there.
And so a lot going on here. Now, how much is this for people to participate?
So to get into the wine walk is $35, and then that includes entrance into the wine garden, 6 wine tasting tickets, and then you also get 2 tickets into our raffle with over $6,000 in prizes.
Wow. And so where'd you hustle all these prizes?
Our local community is absolutely amazing. So our grand prize is a casinocation, which 5 of Oregon's casinos have participated in. We have vouchers.
Is that a new word?
I just kind of thrown it in there. We have a staycation, now we're having a casinocation. Why not?
All right.
So Three Rivers Casino Resort, Chinook Winds, Spirit Mountain, the Mill Casino, and Seven Feathers all put in vouchers and gift certificates for the grand prize. So it's worth a little over $1,400, and the grand prize winner gets all of the gift certificates and vouchers to the casinos. We had Western Oregon Jeweler donate 2 amazing pieces of jewelry. They're both diamonds. The first one is a white gold and diamond crusted cocktail ring, and the second one is a half carat diamond necklace. River Vista Vacation Homes donated a 2-night stay. We have a $400 golf package, so we have a bunch of golf resorts that donated from basically Medford to Cottage Grove. The YMCA donated a year family membership. Wildlife Safari, of course, is already involved, but they donated a package as well. Costco donated a $200 gift card. Roseburg Honda donated a full car detail, and then Mirai Medical Spa donated a gift certificate as well.
Wow. So a chance to have a fun evening, help out a good cause, and maybe win something too.
Absolutely. We got lots of prizes. We also actually had over $600 in door prizes donated as well. So you'll get to see those at the event, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page on Wander Winston, and we have a video of what those are.
Well, I was just at Winston last night, and it seems like there's just a lot more happening.
We're trying to get things going again. Our festival committee is getting more active as well. So COVID is over, or not over, but you know, people are starting to get out more. And so we're definitely trying to be more active in the community.
So if somebody wants to come out to this on the 25th, do they just show up? Can they buy tickets ahead?
So tickets can be pre-purchased at Ticketmaster's subsidiary, universe.com. It's their platform for smaller organizations. And then if you want to show up and purchase your ticket, you can as well, but there are limited wine glasses, so you're not necessarily guaranteed to get one. And we do purchase, you can purchase additional raffle tickets online as well. We have packages. They are $5 individually, but you can purchase discount bundles for 12 entries for $50, 25 entries for $100, or 40 entries for $150.
So walk on the wild side with wine in Winston.
Absolutely. There's lots of W's in there.
Katie Sterkel from the staff, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
8:38 on the morning report.